10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Yeah. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Call when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you? How about run it after noon? You come on through. That'll take a man right out his blues. But she got work, so that'll run around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make a most of the time that we do. Got she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm the dude always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rub. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
Times I gave up midway,
all of them,
for listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember,
I just know I came too far to quit now. Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just knowing, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Bit of success but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, hey. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, it feels like forever since we played a baseball game here in Frisco. A day off yesterday, a rare Tuesday off day, but the Rough Riders are back in business here on a Wednesday evening, continuing a six-game series with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to Riders Field, high atop the playing surface from the press box here in Frisco, and seated along the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden welcoming you to game number 127 on the season of 2023, second-to-last series for Frisco, and the final five games of the home season for the Rough Riders. They did lose on Labor Day to the Naturals to begin the series, final score of 7-3, and then an off day on Tuesday, and then the Naturals, staying in town, play the final five games of this series, including today, and the last regular season home game will be on Sunday. The Rough Riders finish out the season in Amarillo for six games. Speaking of Amarillo, the Sod Poodles won yesterday to increase their lead over Frisco in the Southern Division standings, so the Sod Poodles are now six games ahead of the Rough Riders with not too much time left to go. The Rough Riders really need to turn on the jets with 11 games remaining. So there's a chance, but a slim one, but the Rough Riders hoping to play well to close out the season and take whatever chance they can get to get to the postseason. On the mound today, been really fun to watch Dane Acker this year, right-hander with a 1-1 record and a 3.08 ERA. Acker, in his last start, went five innings, tied a season high, went just two hits of shutout baseball and struck out five in his start against the Corpus Christi Hooks. So Dane Acker gets the start today for the Rough Riders. Eric Sarantola is the right-handed starter for the Naturals. Does not have a decision yet since his promotion to Double-A. It's just his first start and second appearance with the Naturals. He went four innings with one earned run in his Double-A debut a week ago, getting the save against Springfield. So Eric Sarantola makes his first Double-A start. Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders with Frisco 29-29 in the second half, Northwest Arkansas 28-29 since the midway point. Our pregame guest is Franier Chavez, infielder for the Rough Riders, member of the championship team from a year ago, and a guy who went 2-for-3 yesterday with a double, or I should say on Monday, the last game played for the Rough Riders. Franier Chavez joins us next with the first pitch today at 7:05. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
All right, we're continuing a series here in Frisco, final homestand of the year with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in town. Franier Chavez is our guest on the pregame show ahead of today's 7:05 first pitch. Well, Franier, we were just talking some defensive stuff, and you've taken a lot of reps in a variety of positions. You're not inclined to just stay at one spot. You're able to play all over the infield. Tell me about your growth as a defender and how you were able to learn multiple positions as a defender.
It's been a lot of work so far. First of all, when I got to the organization, I was only a shortstop, and the first year I started moving around third, second, and in the past 2 years, first base, adding first base. But yeah, I mean, learning from a lot of guys, trying to get as many reps as I can so I can be in the lineup and help a team win.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite that you like playing?
I love playing shortstop. I haven't played shortstop lately, but if I have to pick another one, it would be second base.
Okay. Yeah. Now, was it first base where you were playing in the Texas League Championship last year? That was a big topic, just winning the Texas League at the beginning of this season, kind of reflecting on it, a lot of the players who had come back. Now, for you, you joined the team much later in the season, a lot of guys like Kellen or Nick Starr, for example, who came in opening day. So it's relevant for you now since we haven't really been able to talk at the beginning of the season being here in Frisco. So even though it's been a while now, take me back to that moment, Texas League Championship last year, being able to dogpile and celebrate. What are your memories of September last year?
Great memories, great group of guys. Last year, we clinched on the second half, so we had the momentum going. Guys were excited, guys were hot, and it kind of really worked our way. And that's something that really helped us to go through the playoffs and take the championship.
Yeah. Did you have to learn a lot of first base right leading into that postseason?
Yes and no. I played a couple of games in Hickory first base, and so I was used to it. Like I said, got to do anything to help a team win.
Yeah. There's part one of our conversation with Franier Chavez here in the pregame show. Starting lineups are next on the Riders Baseball Network. The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, we pick up where we left off in this Wednesday evening, game two of a six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals that took a break yesterday, but continuing today here from Riders Field. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network, everybody. Just over 5 minutes away from first pitch. Let's get you the starting lineups for both squads, beginning with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Their skipper, Tommy Shields, fills out his lineup as follows. Leading off for the Naturals and the shortstop, Tyler Tolbert, with his team leading 137 hits on the season. Diego Hernandez bats second and plays center field. Peyton Wilson checks in at the three-hole and will play second base. Jorge Bonifacio patrols right field. He's the cleanup hitter today for Northwest Arkansas. Caden Wallace, the number two Royals prospect, is at the hot corner tonight and batting fifth. Jason Guzman bats sixth. He's the designated hitter. Dylan Schrum bats seventh and the first baseman. Javier Vaz bats eighth. And is in left field. Omar Hernandez is behind the plate and hitting ninth. Now for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders. Caber Rodriguez leads off and plays shortstop tonight for the Rough Riders. Wyatt Lankford looks for his first double-A base hit today. Just made his debut at the Rough Riders on Monday. Wyatt Lankford plays left field today. And his second game played since his promotion from High A, the fourth overall pick. Just about 2 months ago. Liam Hicks bats third and is the designated hitter. Kellen Strom hits cleanup and will control center field tonight. Aaron Zavala plays to his right, batting fifth, playing right field. Chris Cease hits sixth, and is at third base today. Jax Biggers also in the infield. He's at second base batting seventh. Franier Chavez joins him on the right side. He's at first base. And our pregame guest today is batting eighth. Scott Capers rounds out the order for the Rough Riders. He's the catcher. And that is the order for Frisco. Losing on Monday, 7-3 to open the series. 7 runs on 12 hits for the Naturals. For the Rough Riders, 3 runs on 9 hits. Both teams committed one error. Frisco never did lead in the game. 3 early home runs for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, all by the third inning. And they never did give up the lead once they pulled out ahead in the third pretty squarely. Frisco made it a little closer, but again, a 7-3 loss was the final score. And now the Rough Riders on a 4-game skid as they try to snap that after the day off yesterday. Well, Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return. Dane Acker jogs out of the dugout and will throw out the first pitch on the other side of this break. First pitch coming up in Game 2 of this 6-game series between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturday.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second. Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's time for Game 2 of the 6-game series between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders
on this beautiful but warm day in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Gordon, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you wherever you're watching or listening on this Wednesday evening. It's 101 degrees here in Frisco, Texas. And Dane Acker is out on the hill to start things off for the Rough Riders. Dane Acker faces Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop, Diego Hernandez, the center fielder, and Peyton Wilson, the second baseman, and leading things off in the top of the first inning. Rough Riders trying to snap a four-game losing streak coming into this one today. Here's the windback by Dane Acker, and he delivers in the first pitch of the ballgame. Here's a swing and a fly ball hit well into deep left center field. Strom back at the warning track at the fence, and he makes the catch. Right up against the wall, Kellen Strom with the grab, his back banging into the fence, and there's one out. And Tolbert nearly had a leadoff home run on the first pitch of the game. Instead, it's a loud flyout. 7:06 with the game's first pitch, and Diego Hernandez, the center fielder, stands in now, playing in his 49th game of the season with the Naturals. Acker's pitch. There's a swing and a fly ball down the left side. It tails foul. Out of the reach of Wyatt Langford in left field. It's 0-1. Diego Hernandez on the 40-man for the Royals. He's the number 16 prospect in the organization. Tall, speedy, left-handed batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cut right through it, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders defense plays to pull behind Dane Acker, and here is that defense for the Frisco Rough Riders. Wyatt Langford in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Chris Cease at third base. Gabriel Rodriguez is the Rough Riders shortstop. Acker's pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. Dane Acker with his first strikeout. Three pitches to get rid of Diego Hernandez, and Peyton Wilson stands in now. Wilson, the left-handed batter. Rest of that defense, Jax Biggers at second. Frainer Chavez, the pregame guest of Josh Warden, is at first base, and Scott Capers catches. Two outs, bases clear, no score, the pitch. Wilson takes one that just shutters off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Dane Acker, the 24-year-old, 6'2", 189 pounds, out of Oklahoma. First base side of the rubber, the 1-0 pitch on the way to Wilson. Curveball sits outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Acker coming off his best start of his season so far. Five shutout innings, allowing just two hits. Struck out five and walked two. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with a good 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-1. He had really good velocity during spring training this year, but it dipped down after a shoulder injury coming out of spring training. The rock back and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. 2-2. Well, it was back in his last start. 94 to 96 miles an hour with the heater. And it poured in one of his best starts of the season. So Dane Acker back with that fastball and looking to assert his dominance here on Northwest Arkansas. He has two outs and the 2-2 pitch to Peyton Wilson. Misses up high, too high with the fastball. They even have Wilson think about swinging. And Peyton Wilson's been a mainstay in this Northwest Arkansas order, playing in his 118th game of the season for the Naturals. This is game number 127 for him. The payoff. Swinging a little fisted fly ball into shallow right field. It drops in onto the grass in front of Aaron Zavala. And Peyton Wilson has himself a two-out single here in the first. Wasn't hit very hard, got in on his hands with a 95-mile-an-hour heater, but he fought it off into shallow right. And Jorge Bonifacio is the batter. Bonifacio 3-for-4 in yesterday's game. He continues to kill Rough Riders pitching. Bonifacio head-to-head against Frisco this year is hitting over 400. There's the stretch from Acker in the first pitch to the right-handed batter. He misses high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Bonifacio, a .429 average in seven head-to-head games against Frisco this year. 12 hits in those seven games, including three homers and 11 runs batted in. Acker has his sign, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball popped up right side. It's foul out of play, and it's one ball and one strike. Dane Acker working with Scott Capers behind the plate once again. He's worked with Scott in 7 of his 10 starts. When those two hook up, a 2.60 ERA for the right-hander. One ball and one strike on Bonifacio. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. He deals. Swinging a foul back in a Capers glove. 1-2. Bonifacio, 21 home runs on the season. The all-time franchise leader for the Naturals in homers. 863 OPS. He's been one of the best hitters as a 30-year-old this year in the Texas League. Here's the stretch, the 1-2. Fouled back this way, over to our right, and up over our head. Still one ball and two strikes. Scoreless in the top of the first. Game one of this series was 2 days ago on Monday. We had a Labor Day game. It was a 7-3 win for the Naturals. The Rough Riders tied the game in the bottom of the second with a run, but Northwest Arkansas 4 runs in the top of the third. 1-2. Fouled back again. Still one ball and two strikes. Acker having to labor just a little bit in this first inning. He gets a new baseball, rubs it down. This will be his 17th pitch of the first inning. He brings it into Bonifacio. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup right on the outside corner. A pair of strikeouts for Dane Acker. And a really nice first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the home half of the first next. Northwest Arkansas, nothing. Frisco coming up after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the first inning, Rough Riders and Northwest Arkansas Naturals scoreless. Caber Rodriguez leads it off for the Rough Riders right-handed batter against Eric Serotona. In the first pitch, it's popped up back behind home and out of play. It's 0-1. Serotona making his first career double-A start, making his second career double-A appearance. He went 4 innings in his last outing in long relief, allowing a run on 2 hits against Springfield last week. He struck out 5 and walked 2, and he earned the save in that game. Started the year and pitched almost the entire year with Quad Cities at the high A level. The 0-1. Rodriguez swings and fouls it right back into Omar Hernandez's glove behind the plate. It's 0-2. With Quad Cities, 3-3, a 4.04 ERA in 29 outings, 2 of them starts. He stretches and brings in the 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes high, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Serotona out of Mississippi State, a Montreal, Quebec native in Canada. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Fouled away to the right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Tall right-hander, stands 6'5", 225 pounds. He's 23 years old and was a fifth-round selection of the Royals back in 2021. He readies from the stretch in the 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez rams it into left field. A base hit. One hop on the dirt, and it scoots out into the left field grass. Gabriel Rodriguez has himself a leadoff single in the bottom of the first inning. Wyatt Langford makes his way to the plate now. His second career double-A game, just like Sarantola, out of the mound. Langford went 0-for-4 on Monday. He's the number 2 Rangers prospect, just behind Evan Carter, who's now up in AAA, and he's hitting .333 up in AAA. Out of the University of Florida, here's the stretch of the pitch. Runner goes, low and outside, throw to second, not in time, and it skips away from the second baseman, Wilson, halfway in between second and third. Rodriguez to third, and he's in there safely, and the ball gets away, but he stays right at third base. Rodriguez forcing a little bit of chaos defensively for Northwest Arkansas in the first inning, stealing second, and then Wilson, the second baseman, tried to pick it out of the ground on a pretty strong throw by the catcher Hernandez, but as he tried to pick it, he catapulted it behind him and then tried to make a play onto third, Rodriguez hustling that way. And it was a wild throw, went off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout. So a runner at third base on a stolen base E2, and the 1-0 to Langford. He swings and misses on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. A pair of SEC foes, the University of Florida against Mississippi State, going head-to-head here in the first inning. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Low and outside, two balls and one strike to Langford, who was drafted this year. In 2023, he's the first Rangers draft pick in 2023 to make it up here to the AA level. He was the fourth overall selection. 2-1 toss. There's a fly ball into right field, down the line. Bonifacio back. He's there to make the catch. Rodriguez tags from third. Bonifacio's thrown, not in time. The first career AA RBI for Wyatt Langford. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. A sacrifice fly to right field, and Rodriguez's chaos on the infield with his base running forces a run home for the Rough Riders. Stole second, reached third on the error, and Wyatt Langford, a sacrifice fly to right field to force him in. One out for Liam Hicks in the first inning. And the pitch home. Just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Hicks, the designated hitter in today's game, just as he was yesterday, playing game number 67 on the season. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball foul down the left field line. It's one ball and one strike. Hicks went 1-for-4 in the game on Monday. A single in the first inning of that game, which the Rough Riders were held to 3 runs on 9 hits. They lead it 1-0 tonight. Here's the 1-1. Just off the outside edge and misses, and it's 2-1 on Hicks. Defense behind Sarantola tonight is Javier Vaz in left, Diego Hernandez in center, and Jorge Bonifacio in right field. 2-1. Hicks watches away, 3-1. Kaden Wallace has third. Tyler Tolbert is the shortstop. Peyton Wilson at second. Dylan Shrum at first. And Omar Hernandez puts down the signs behind the plate for Sarantola. The pitch home. Off the plate away. Ball 4. Liam Hicks works a walk. Runner at first. 1 out. 1-0 Frisco in the first inning. And here's Kellen Strong. Strong, the center fielder. A couple walks in game 1 of this series. He's 0-for-2. A .244 hitter on the season with 5 homers and 43 runs batted in. The first pitch. He swings, hits it hard on the ground to short to Tolbert, who's got it on to second for one. And the throw to first is in time, a 6-4-3 double play to retire the side in the first inning. But the Rough Riders get a run. It comes on one hit, an error, and nobody left on base. We're to the top of the second inning next. It's the Rough Riders 1, the Naturals nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
At the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders lead 1-0. And for the sixth time in the last 11 games, Frisco scores in the first. So they grab an early lead, and here's Caden Wallace, the number two prospect in the Royals organization, leading things off. First pitch from Dane Acker. High and inside, one ball and no strikes. Wallace, a three-run home run in game one of this series 2 days ago. 1-for-4 in that game. Acker peels back in the 1-0. Misses high with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Acker has been really good over his last four games. We told you about his amazing start his last time out with the five innings of shutout baseball. Well, he has a 2.16 ERA over his last four games. A 2-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Weakly hit down the third baseline, and it stays fair. My goodness, right along the grass. About halfway up the third baseline, it's an infield single for Caden Wallace. Cease was playing back at third base, and he had no chance to try and make a play on that. And Caden Wallace has himself an infield single. Second hit against Dane Acker, and he'll work from the stretch now against Jason Guzman. Left-handed batter. Someone who's very familiar with the Texas League. Guzman making his first appearance in this series. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Acker misses upstairs, and it's one ball and no strikes. Guzman came up with the Royals organization and played here at the AA level. And then was granted his free agency, went inside with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and played with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Wallace draws a throw. He's back in safely. Guzman was then released on June 5th of last year and re-signed with Kansas City. Played the rest of the year with Northwest Arkansas. The 1-0. He swings, flies it in the air, foul left side. Ball and a strike to the designated hitter. And now this year playing almost the entire season again with Northwest Arkansas. Playing in his 57th game on the season. 7 home runs and an 803 OPS. The pitch sizzles high and outside with a fastball at 93, and it's two balls and one strike. Talking with Dane Acker, this is a guy who is still trying to find exactly the best remedy for success in the minor leagues. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty changeup low and away. And it's 2-2. way out in front on that pitch. Today is only this 27th start in the minor league career of Dane Acker, a guy who was drafted back in 2020. So 4 years into his minor league career, only his 27th start. He's dealt with a ton of injuries. He's thrown fewer than 100 innings in his minor league career. 2-2. There's a fly ball hit well down the left field line. Wyatt Langford over towards the chalk. He's got it measured, and he puts it away, one-handed out in front of his ball cap, one away. Dylan Shrum, the batter now. 1-0, Rough Riders out in front here in the top of the second inning. Shrum, the first baseman, 1-for-3 with a walk in the series. Acker only has a three-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, curveball, and changeup. And he uses those pitches really effectively. Said he likes where his curveball and changeup are at right now. He's still trying to work with that fastball. The pitch. Misses high on the heater, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's certainly ticked up in velocity over his last couple starts, reaching 95, 96 miles an hour. And he's used that to a lot of success. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. He readies from the belt, lifts the leg, pitches. It's a breaking ball that cuddles with the inside corner, a strike. One ball and one strike on the good curve. Finding that consistency with the fastball can make all the difference for Acker, a guy who used to throw a four-seamer and a two-seamer, along with a little cutter. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. This is high and outside. It's two balls and one strike on Shrum. That's when he was in college at San Jacinto Community College. Well, when he was at San Jacinto, he decided to ditch the two-seamer and the cutter as well, and he went with the fastball, curveball, and changeup combination. He pitched so well in that season. The offering is cut on and missed, 2-2. And he went to Oklahoma the following year, transferring out of San Jacinto, and then, of course, was drafted in the fourth round the following year by the A's before coming over to the Rangers via trade. 2-2 on Shrum with one out. The pitch sizzles high, and it's three balls and two strikes on Shrum. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. Acker has certainly used those pitches to his advantage, and it's just a question of either if the Rangers want to add a fourth pitch to his arsenal, but they want him to get that fastball command down first. Payoff home. Swinging a broken bat liner right side and into the netting above the Northwest Arkansas dugout, and it caroms down into the garbage can in the dugout. And that was an absolutely shattered bat. The Shrum is left with a barrel that looks more like a sword. On the foul ball, and he'll go back and get a new weapon. Trading the sword for a club. The bat boy holding half the barrel. One out, runner at first, 1-0. Rough Riders, top of the second. I feel like you don't see many broken bat foul balls. Usually they're put in play, especially when they're shattered like that. But that was some extra kindling there.
And how many broken bat foul balls go into the garbage can?
Not many.
Even fewer.
It's a Dude Perfect style trick shot right there.
I'm surprised they picked it out of the garbage can. I would have left it in there. I don't want to reach into the trash can.
Well, it's the second inning. You know, how bad can it be? Throw goes over to first base, and Wallace is back in.
They're baseball players. It can be plenty bad.
One nothing. Frisco leads it here in the top of the second. Payoff pitch home from Acker. Low and outside in the dirt for ball four, and Wallace goes down to second. Dylan Shrum works a one-out walk. Runners at first and second for Javier Vaz, who really got the short end of the stick. On Monday, he hit a solo home run in the first inning and was hitting second in the order. Hey, thanks so much for your homer. How about you hit eighth in game two? And that's what he's doing today. Just his 24th game here at the AA level, the former Vanderbilt Commodore, who's very familiar with the Rough Riders organization, in fact. His dad, Roberto Vaz, a former Rough Rider. He played in the inaugural season of Frisco Rough Riders baseball back in 2003. Here's the pitch home. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Only 8 games that year. He played in 7 minor league seasons after his college career at Alabama. His son, Javier, electing to go to Vanderbilt instead of his dad's alma mater. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul to the right side. It's 0-2. Before he went to Vanderbilt, went to LSU Eunice Junior College and transferred to Vandy. Time called. Had to wait for Aaron Zavala to go get that foul ball and retrieve it, toss it into the stands. Runners at first and second for Northwest Arkansas and one out. Acker could use a ground ball here. Here's the stretch in the pitch. High and inside. He backs him off the plate. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. That home run yesterday was Vaz's 2nd double-A homer. He's the number 14 prospect in the Royals organization. 1-2. Outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pull side shift on the infield. Vaz slightly open stance. And time call. It was called by Vaz. Kellen Martin is our very vocal home plate umpire tonight. Mickey Smith, our first base umpire. Steven Rios Jr. down the third base line. Crew chief and third base umpire. Stretch in the 2-2. Check swing, hit foul at the plate. Right back behind home next to Scott Capers, and it's 2-2. Game 2 of the last 6-game series that the Rough Riders will play here at home. Kind of hard to believe we're here at this point already this season. Acker has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. The 2-2. High off the outside corner. We're full again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Acker is already flirting with a very high pitch count. This next one will be his 36th. He brings it home on the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs to the fastball and got him to swing under it. Javier Vaz down on strikes. 3rd strikeout for Acker, and there are 2 down. There's Omar Hernandez now. Hernandez playing in just his 3rd game here at the AA level. Right-handed batter. 21 years old out of Cuba. Here's the offering in. It's high and tight. 1 ball and no strikes. He's playing down in A-ball Colombia for the 3rd consecutive year. 81 games down there. And just recently promoted here to AA Northwest Arkansas. You see that with catchers time to time. We'll get them playing time up and down the organization wherever they're needed. Acker lifts the leg and looks back towards second base. 1 ball and no strikes on Hernandez. 1-0 Rough Riders here at the top of the 2nd inning. Runners at 1st and 2nd. Pitch home. Outside corner for a called strike. Curveball from Acker, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders, good to see them putting up a run early on in this game. As mentioned, their 6th time in their last 11 games, they've scored in the 1st inning. The pitch shuttles to the outside corner, a called strike with a fastball on the upper edge, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders have certainly struggled on the offensive side as of late, the last month and a half or so. Trying to get that offense going here down the stretch. The 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now on Hernandez, the 9-hole hitter with Tyler Tolbert due up next. Representing the top of the order. Rough Riders, since August 1st, are averaging just 4.5 runs a game, which is last in the Texas League on the offensive side. Here's the 2-2. Popped up, back behind home. This one gets out of play. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Not a whole lot of time to turn that around, but it's still not completely down and out. Rough Riders entering into today with their 11th to last game being played tonight. Their elimination number is 6. They trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles by 6 games in the Texas League South. Here's the stretch and the 2-2 pitch. We'll have to wait a kick and a look back towards second. And there is action out of the bullpen down the left field line. Aiden Anderson is starting to lose it. Here's the ready and the offering in. Check swing on a pitch low and away in the dirt. He did not go around, and it's still full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Or it's now full, I should say. Good news for the Rough Riders. Arkansas is beating Amarillo handily 6-1 in the top of the third inning at game being played at Dickey Stevens Park. Out in Little Rock, Arkansas. North Little Rock, to be exact. 3-2 on Hernandez. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup over the heart of the plate. And it's his fourth strikeout in 2 innings. Now Dane Acker. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, 2 left on base. We're into the bottom half of the second inning next. Now the Rough Riders leading 1-0 over Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Aaron Zavala starts off the last of the second for the Rough Riders. Frisco, a 1-0 advantage. It's Aaron Zavala, Chris Cease, and Jax Biggers on this Wednesday night. Eric Sarantola delivers home. It's outside. It's 1-0, no strikes. Zavala 1-for-5 with 2 RBIs yesterday. Hitting 202 on the season. Through 84 games, the pitch. Shuttles outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Well, it's not only Wednesday. It's September 6th, which is our very own director of marketing, Kristen King's birthday. Here's the 2-0. Outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Happy birthday, Kristen.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Little known fact, Josh.
Yeah.
Kristen is the voice of our 10-minute countdown.
Oh, everybody knows that.
2-1 is just high, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. And that's about all we could get her to do. That's it.
She joined us on the air.
That's right. She did on Girl Power Night. Yeah. She joined us on the air. It was fun. 3-1 pitch. High for ball 4. Aaron Zavala coaxes a walk to start off the second inning, and Chris Cease stands in now. Runner at first, nobody out. Bottom half of the second inning, 1-0. Rough Riders out in front. So happy birthday, Kristen. Big, big part of the marketing efforts and ticket packages and everything that happens. The pitch. There's a line shot into right field. It drops in a base hit, and Aaron Zavala moves up to second. Chris Cease singles to the opposite field. And back-to-back base runners for the Rough Riders to start off the second inning, and here's Jax Biggers. Already 1-0 Frisco. Biggers 2-for-4 in Monday's game with an RBI and a run scored. Eric Sarantola is in a little bit of a sticky situation here in the second. The pitch. It's a bunt shown, pulled back, took a strike down the middle of the plate. It's 0-1. 1-0 Frisco here in the bottom of the second. Sarantola, a three-pitch pitcher. The same three pitches as Acker, the pitch. Over for a strike. Outside edge. 0-2. We'll go fastball, curveball, and changeup. He dangles the ball in his right hand off to his right side. Sets in the 0-2 pitch to Jax Biggers. Swing and a miss. Got him out in front. Changeup, and he was out on his front foot. It's the first strikeout for Sarantola tonight. One out, and Freynier Chavez makes his way in. 1-0 Frisco in the second inning. Full side shift for the switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty. Here's Sarantola's pitch. High and outside, 1-1 and no strikes. There are a lot of players in the minors who get drafted multiple times. Get picked out of high school and out of college, maybe drafted twice out of college if they wanted to go back and see if they could get a better draft the following year. The pitch. High and outside, it's 2-2 and no strikes. There are very few players, though, who were drafted in multiple sports. Sarantola was drafted in 2016 by the Ontario Hockey League by the Owen Sound Attack. Here's the stretch in the 2-0. Line shot, foul left side, 2-1 on Chavez. And Josh, you hear Owen Sound Attack, and I thought it was the Owen, the name of the town, and Sound Attack was the mascot.
Yeah, a very sound attack.
Yeah.
A very, you know, well put together attack.
Well, it turns out we're dumb Americans, and Owen Sound is the name of the town in Canada. The pinch, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. So Owen Sound, they have a Ontario Hockey League team, and they drafted him. He was a volleyball player and a hockey player in high school. Also played baseball, and he chose to go the baseball route, go to Mississippi State out of high school, and got drafted there. He also got drafted in the 30th round by the Rays in 2018. The pitch is high, and it's 3-2. So he heard his name called in two different sports three times. One out, runners at first and second. And the 3-2 count. Swing and a miss. Chavez goes fishing in the dirt. Runners take off for second and third. The throw is way high, and wow! Northwest Arkansas catches a break. The throw was high. It went over Tolbert, who was covering the bag. And the second baseman, Wilson, saw the throw was high, made a great angle back to get that ball, and snatched it before going into center field, and he saved a run by doing so. Incredible play. So it's a wild pitch, moving Zavala to third and Cease to second. It is a strikeout of Freynier Chavez, and it's back-to-back K's for Sarantola. There are two down, and here's Scott Capers now in a quick mound visit for pitching coach Larry Carter. Scott Capers coming up in a big spot. Well, not only is this a big game for the Rough Riders, it's a big game tonight for the Texas Rangers just south of us in Arlington. The Rangers and Astros playing with one of the best pitching matchups historically you'll ever see. It's Justin Verlander against Max Scherzer. And the Astros have gotten to Scherzer early on. They lead it 3-1 in the top of the third. Jordan Alvarez with a two-run homer in the first. Marcus Simeon clobbered a solo shot in the bottom of the first. And then Michael Brantley went deep in the top of the second for the Astros to make it 3-1. The pitch. Capers swings and misses on a changeup below the zone. And it's 0-1. Right now the Astros have runners on the corners and one out. Kyle Tucker up at the plate. So the Rangers in danger of getting swept by Houston. And a very pivotal division matchup. Here's the 0-1. Outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Right now the Rangers are tied with Toronto for that third wild card spot. A half a game separates them. The 1-1. Capers watches on the outside corner with a called strike. 1-2. So because there's that half game separation, Toronto already lost today. The Rangers, if they win today, they'll be up half a game. If they lose, they'll be behind half a game. The 1-2. Swinging a broken bat. Roller softly hit up to the second base bag. Hits the bag. Caroms away to the left side. Zavala and Cease both come in to score. And a little pinball action on a perfectly placed ground ball right back up the middle. Scott Capers picks up a couple of ribeyes right there. It's 3-0 Frisco. Oh, man. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. A ground ball right back up the middle, hit the second base bag, and carom to the left, away from Wilson, the second baseman, and Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop. Aaron Zavala and Chris Cease both came in to score, and the Rough Riders now lead it 3-0. First pitch to Caber Rodriguez is grounded softly up the first baseline, right to the first baseman. Dylan Trum collects it and takes it to the bag himself for the final out. But the Rough Riders score a pair of runs and a two-run single by Scott Capers, and they lead 3-0 into the top of the third. We have ourselves two innings in the books. Top of the third next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders have opened up a healthy advantage, 3-0 into the third inning from Frisco, Texas. Dane Acker back to work for the Rough Riders. He's facing the top of the order. His first pitch to Tyler Tolbert is up and in. And ball one to the right-hand hitter. Two runs come in on Scott Capers' bouncing ground ball that hits the bag and gives Frisco a 3-0 lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs again, and it's 2-0 from Acker. Now, Dane Acker has also allowed traffic, similar to his counterpart Eric Sarantola, but he has been able to avoid damage thus far. His 2-0 pitch. Fastball fouled off the foot of Tolbert. It's 2-1. Acker allowed a base hit in the first inning. A leadoff single in the second inning, plus a walk, but he has stranded all three base runners today. And utilizing the strikeout, two Ks in each inning. His 2-1 toss, a foul tip at the plate. Capers takes the brunt of it and limps away from home plate. Scott Capers, the catcher, was just talking with him a couple days ago, said his body's feeling good. This late in the season for a catcher, that's a good sign, but
A few foul balls like that could change that answer in a hurry. Good to see Capers on his feet, walking out with Degenacker back to the mound. So the battery mates discussing things, and maybe most importantly, just giving Scott a chance to collect himself after the foul ball. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man, Tyler Tolbert. Frisco did not lead in the series opener against Northwest Arkansas. This is game two of the series. They do charge Scott Capers with a mound visit for walking out Dane Acker. I think that one should have been free. They should have given him a gift there. That's a give him a foul ball and a little time to talk about it, but they charge him with a mound visit. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes Dane Acker. Breaking ball. Capers tries to frame it off the outside, but it was too far off the dish. Three balls, two strikes. Trying to keep Tyler Tolbert off the bases. He leads the team in steals this year with 48. Here's the payoff. Up and in, nearly hit him in the head. He ducks underneath it. And ball four as Tyler Tolbert takes a changeup up near the batting helmet. And even though it was a changeup, not a fastball, still at 87 and scary, buzzing him near the chin. He hears the music and gets away. Second walk of the day allowed by Degenacker. Both of them were on 3-2 pitches. And another leadoff man aboard, Diego Hernandez, the batter. 3-0 Frisco. Nobody out in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Upstairs and ball one. Infield with a hole on the left side. Chris Cease is pretty much all alone on the left portion of the infield. Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, playing behind the bag. And Chris Cease playing off the line and in. The throw over to first, and Tolbert is back. Again, he leads the team in stolen bases. He's 48 for 56 this year. A lot of speed. Leads the Texas League in triples as well. 1-0 pitch is again letter high for a ball. And it's 2-0 to Diego Hernandez. So after never leading on Monday for the Rough Riders in the series opener, take the first lead today, trying to hold on to it. Another throw over to first, and Tolbert is back, and now he can be green-lit at least a little more than he previously was. Two pickoff moves during the at-bat. Dane Acker comes set with his back to Tolbert. And he kicks. A slasher foul behind home plate, and Hernandez now has a 2-1 count. Now Hernandez, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, like Zach said earlier, on the 40-man roster with the Royals, making his Double-A debut last year. 2-1 pitch to the left-hand hitter. He swings and fouls it behind home plate. A late swing, just trying to make contact. Looked like a two-strike approach, even though it was a 2-1 offering. Now he's got two strikes on him. Just played 32 games at the Double-A classification a year ago. Hit pretty well, albeit not with a lot of power, but he batted .298, just two home runs. This year does not have a home run so far in 48 games. The average is not quite held up, hitting .253. Swings and misses at the 2-2, and Hernandez is down for the second time today. Both of them on fastballs. Dane Acker has got the better of Diego Hernandez on two occasions. So it's Peyton Wilson's turn with the first out of the inning recorded. Wilson a single to right field, his first plate appearance against Dane Acker. No wind currently as Tyler Tolbert takes his lead, and now with Dane Acker able to make another pickoff move, he does again, and Tolbert once again is safe that direction. He can only make two pickoff moves per at-bat. A third one, if unsuccessful, results in a balk, but it's a new at-bat now. Pitch to Peyton Wilson, settles in for a strike. Runner at first for the Naturals. 3-0 lead for the Rough Riders. Top half of the third inning. One out. And the Rough Riders infield playing the same way, playing them to pull left-hand hitter. The pitch to Wilson. Big cut, foul tip. Capers holds on, and it's now 0-2. A rare 0-2 count on Wilson. He's been able to put the ball in play a lot this series and last one. Led the team with 11 hits last week, plus three walks. And then he started out this series 3-for-4. The 0-2 pitch. A fly ball over the left side. Playable for Kellen Strom. The center fielder comes in. He and Langford near each other. It's Strom to make the catch. And Peyton Wilson is put away. He's 1-for-2 today.
the second out of the inning in the third, and it's up to Jorge Bonifacio to continue the frame for the Naturals. Speaking of 3-for-4, Peyton Wilson, who did that on Monday, went back-to-back with Bonifacio in the series opener. They both went 3-for-4, and they both scored twice. Bonifacio had a double in the mix and is now on a 5-game hitting streak. Right-hand batter climbs in. 2 outs and a runner at first for Northwest Arkansas. Acker's pitch. Cuts back over the outside corner. Gets a strike and a fastball. 3-0 Frisco at home. Really need some wins here, trailing Amarillo by 6 games in the standings. And Acker trying to put the Rough Riders in position to win today and even up the series. His 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss again. It's now 0-2. Bonifacio going after the changeup and is on top of it. He calls for time. And the right fielder will see an 0-2 pitch after a brief respite. Outfield plays him fairly deep, especially in left field and center. Medium depth in right field for Aaron Zavala playing towards the line. There's a big hole in right center field for Jorge Bonifacio. Acker's ready to go, and his 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. It's a foul ball right side. Tolbert taking off for the first time. He had a few chances earlier. It already had a pitch with 2 pickoff moves previously in the at-bat. Didn't go that time. This time he does on what could have been the final pitch of the inning, but Bonifacio fouled it away. Bonifacio hit 2 home runs last week against Springfield at 6 RBIs. But he struck out today, gets Acker on a changeup. Here's another 0-2 pitch from Dane Acker. Up and in, fastball. And it's 1-2. Gorgeous evening here in Frisco. Under the lights on a Wednesday evening, just approaching the 8 o'clock hour. Acker comes set and is 1-2. Outside and low, breaking ball to make it 2-2. Tyler Tolbert's been on first base ever since his leadoff walk, and this is the third batter since his walk, and surprisingly the team leader in steals is not stolen. He did attempt one. It was a foul ball, so that's why he's still at first base. Acker with a 2-2 count. 2 outs and a runner at first. His pitch to Bonifacio. Runner goes, and it's chopped foul right at the plate. A changeup, and Bonifacio swung early at it, but not so early he had to miss. And the at-bat continues. 107 games logged for Jorge Bonifacio coming in. Pretty much an everyday player for the Naturals. Leads the team with 83 runs batted in. Has a 2-2 count, trying to extend the inning. The infield playing him to pull. The 2-2. Up and away. Fastball, and the count is now full. Also leads the team 58 walks on the year. He'd like to add on to that number. Tolbert taking a medium-sized lead from first base. And the payoff pitch with 2 down. Ground ball foul, third base side. And Wyatt Langford will have to trot in to retrieve the carom. Still a 3-2 count to Jorge Bonifacio. If he gets on, Caden Wallace will come up. Who had the 3-run home run on Monday. He would love another chance with 2 runners aboard. 3-2 to Bonifacio. Another payoff pitch from Dane Acker. Fouled over the right side, cueing towards the warning track, and it lands on the edge of the grass about 10 feet wide of the chalk and 10 feet away from the wall running up the right side, and it remains another 3-2 count. You see double-digit pitches in this at-bat to Jorge Bonifacio. The Rough Riders ahead 3-0 in this contest in the away half of the third inning. Acker steps back on the rubber with his white cleats, looking into his battery mate, Scott Capers. And the payoff. Fastball fouled back our way, just over our head. And it's yet another 3-2 pitch. 10th pitch of the at-bat, fouled away. Tyler Tolbert running around a little bit. He's getting his money's worth at first base. He's at first, 2 down. The 11th pitch of the plate appearance from Dane Acker. Breaking ball popped up into center. This one a fair ball finally, and it's playable for Caber Rodriguez. The shortstop underneath, he makes the grab, and the inning is over. Leadoff walk and nothing else for the Naturals. After that point, three up, three down for Dane Acker. It's 3-0 Rough Riders midway through the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Good start for the Rough Riders into the bottom of the third inning. 3-0 Frisco, and Wyatt Langford already checking in with his first RBI of his AA career, still awaiting his first AA base hit. First pitch of the inning, Langford watches it for a strike, and it's 0-1 to the right-hand hitting outfielder. Eric Sarantola still on the mound for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Starting pitcher comes back home. Breaking ball grounded up the middle into center field. Base hit. Wyatt Langford gets his first AA base knock. Drafted just 59 days ago, fourth overall. And here he is getting base hits at AA. Congratulations to Wyatt Langford. Grounded it right back up the middle. And Langford finds a hole into center field. Over the outer half, got his hands extended. And rolled it to Hernandez in center. Langford is aboard to lead off the inning. So Liam Hicks is next. And a changeup over the inner half. And strike one on Liam Hicks. Well, Wyatt Langford already had his first RBI. Had that on a sacrifice fly, his first plate appearance today. And now the base hit. The 0-1. Hicks rams it down the right side. It hooks into the seats, a foul ball. So now Liam Hicks with an 0-2 count. After Langford singles, the number two prospect in the Rangers organization. And followed up by Hicksie, who walked in his first plate appearance of the day. Has an 0-2 count. And the pitch from Sarantola. It's high and away. Ball one to Liam Hicks. Langford, the unanimous first-team All-American at Florida. And big expectations for him. He's run through the ranks quickly in his first season of pro ball. Certainly not a full season of pro ball, playing college until recently. 1-2 pitch is popped up foul over the left side in the College World Series just a couple of months ago. And here he is working through the Rangers organization onto AA for his second game with the Rough Riders. And he gets a base hit, so he's now 1-for-5 with an RBI. One ball, two strikes to Liam Hicks. Nobody out in the third inning. The pitch. It's down and in. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 Frisco trying to take a larger advantage and win their 30th game since the midway point. The Rough Riders at 500 right now, 29-29. Langford's off and running. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Wyatt slides in feet first, and he is out. Gunned down by Hernandez on a bang-bang play.
Langford just barely is thrown out at second base. Good pick by Hernandez. It hit the dirt and then went into his glove. Ooh, did Tolbert get the tag on her Wyatt Langford? It was close, kind of swiped the tag up his leg as Langford was getting in there with his front foot. Close play, and Langford doesn't really argue. He's out number one. The 3-2 pitch to Hicks. Whacks it up the right side, foul. So Langford wiped out after his base hit on a caught stealing, his first stolen base attempt of his double-A career. So he's 0 for 1. Hicks now with the bases empty and one away. Another 3-2 pitch from Eric Sarantola. Hicks swings over the breaking ball and punches out. And now there's 2 outs, nobody on for the Rough Riders. 3-0 Frisco in the bottom half of the third inning. It's Kellen Strom's turn at the plate. The Rough Riders happy to score the runs they have so far. They got a decent amount of base runners on Monday. Did not score a ton of them, the 7-3 loss. And not that they stranded an eye-popping amount. 7 left on the bases. First pitch to Strom is on the outer half of strike. That's a relatively normal number, but the problem was 6 of them were left in scoring position on Monday. So there were a lot of runs left on the board in what was a 4-run loss. The 0-1 toss breaks to the bottom of the zone and does not get the call, 1-1. The Rough Riders this time have done better scoring those runs. Didn't leave anybody on the bases in the first inning and just a runner at first in the second. 1-1 pitch is inside, 2-1 to Strom. Sarantola squeezed a bit by home plate umpire Kellen Martin. Kellen Strom at the plate. Pair of Kellens near the dish. Sarantola is set, working out of the stretch, and his 2-1. Kellen takes it. Kellen calls it for a strike. That's Strom watching, and Kellen Martin pointing to the side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on the bases for Frisco, leading 3-0. The next pitch. Kellen swings over, just got a piece to stay alive. And Hernandez could not squeeze it. And the inning continues on what would have been a foul tip had he been able to hold on. Strom steps back in. He's hit well against Northwest Arkansas this year. 9 base hits in 7 games. Here's the 2-2. Swings, and this time held on by Hernandez. Strike 3. And the inning comes to a close. It's the minimum against Sarantola, but the first base hit of his double-A career, Wyatt Langford, highlights the inning. But no runs across for the Rough Riders. Still lead at 3-0 into the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker will face the middle of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lineup into the top of the fourth inning. Through 3 frames from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Naturals with no runs on 2 hits, 1 error, and the Rough Riders with 3 runs on 4 hits and no errors. Sunset just about 25 minutes ago here in Frisco, and the last vestiges of light just dripping away here in Collin County, playing under the lights on a Wednesday evening. Caden Wallace to lead off, right-hand hitter who's 1-for-1 today. Will face Dane Acker to begin the fourth inning. Only got a few chances left to see Rough Riders baseball here in Frisco. 4 more games left in the regular season. after tonight. That's the next 4 days. The first pitch of the fourth inning. Curveball low and away. And it's 1-0 to Caden Wallace. An infield single back in the second inning. He was leading off that frame. When he got that base hit, similarly leading off this inning in the fourth. The 1-0 toss. Curveball again. This one almost got the shoulder of Wallace. He turns away from it. And the second round pick from last year's draft avoids being hit by the pitch. Played his college ball in Arkansas for the Razorbacks. 2-0 pitch to Wallace. It's upstairs, and he gets ahead 3-0. He is from the state of Arkansas, was born in Little Rock, and finished out his playing career for the Razorbacks last year and already up to Double-A this season. A 3-0 pitch to Wallace. Right down the middle on a fastball for a strike. It's impressive to get up to Double-A that quickly. It makes it all that much more impressive for a guy like Wyatt Langford. Made it up to Double-A this week, and he was drafted this season. 3-1 pitch to Wallace. Swing and a miss. Fastball just above the middle of the plate. It's 3-2. Now Langford just got his first base hit of his Double-A career with the Rough Riders. He's out playing in left field currently. The Rough Riders leading 3-0 in the fourth inning. Wallace steps back in, readies for the 3-2 pitch from Dane Acker. He has his sign, and he goes into his windup. It's popped up over the right side. Tough play for Chavez. First baseman running over has enough room. He camps and makes the grab. Leans over the tarp after making the grab. And it's the first out of the inning. A foul out for Caden Wallace. So Jason Guzman is next for the Naturals. One out, nobody on the bases. Top half of the fourth inning. 3-0 Frisco. Chatted with Chavez earlier today about his defensive prowess and playing a variety of positions. He was doing defensive work today in three different positions. First pitch to Guzman, fouls it back to the netting. And Chavez, who had played a little bit of first base in Hickory, but not a ton, played it last year at the Texas League Championship, and then has played second and third this year. Not as much shortstop. He'll say that's his favorite, but he won't complain about playing wherever he can in the infield, getting in the lineup. Makes a nice catch. Aaron foul ground from first base. The 0-1. Guzman fouls it back again. The netting holds it a second time, and he's behind 0-2. 3-0 Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Dane Acker getting ahead 0-2. He's already struck out five today through the first three innings. Mostly on fastballs. Three strikeouts on the heater, two strikeouts on changeups. Has not used his curveball for a strikeout yet today. Let's see if he snaps it off here on an 0-2 pitch to the left-hand hitter, Guzman. Here he comes. It is high on a heater, 1-2. Acker also trying to put his first 1-2-3 inning in the books. He's allowed some traffic in each frame. Just one out so far. The second batter of the inning, the 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed, or changeup, I should say, dipping below the zone. Guzman strikes out, and the sixth K of the evening for Dane Acker. So Dylan Trum is the hitter for the Naturals. Bases are empty. The infield shifts over to the left side, playing the pole against a right-hand hitter now. After the switch hitter, Guzman strikes out. Outfield playing him straight up, maybe a step or two deep. And the first toss to Shrum. Up the outside, a fastball doesn't get the call. And it's a 1-0 count. And Shrum walked earlier today. Guy with 11 home runs this year. Six of them were last month. A 1-0 toss to the first baseman. Runs inside, a changeup gets the call. Evens the count at 1-1. And twice as many home runs in August as any of his teammates. Six in that month, but none yet in September. Just early on, the sixth day of the month. 1-1 pitch. It's outside. This time, a fastball is now 2-1. Bases are empty for Dylan Shrum. A 3-0 Rough Riders advantage in the fourth inning. No wind currently with Dane Acker going into his windup. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Right over the middle. And the changeup gets strike two. Shrum, who had spent 5 years at Nevada in his college career, undrafted, but his third year of pro baseball now, trying to get aboard with two down, the 2-2. Fouls it back to the screen. He was a good hitter with the Wolfpack, an OPS over 1,000. And a lot of guys might do it in a short season or small sample size, but Dylan Trum, over 5 years of collegiate baseball, able to have an on-base plus slugging with four digits in and over 1,000 in his college career. 2-2 pitch to Trum. Swings and misses. Fastball past the barrel. Dane Acker cuts down two in a row, and he posts his first 1-2-3 inning tonight. The Rough Riders still have a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Frisco Rough Riders come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning, already leading the Northwest Arkansas Naturals by a score of 3-0. Aaron Zavala leads off against Eric Sarantola, the starting pitcher, back to work in his first pitch. Over the outside corner, change up for strike one. Righty-lefty matchup with Zavala. The advantage is the hitter. He walked and scored back in the second inning. In his second plate appearance, second pitch, a foul ball right side on the ground. And now it's 0-2 on Zavala. Well, Eric Sarantola, the right-hand pitcher, facing a Rough Riders lineup that has had some really good hitters against right-handed pitchers this year. But with a lot of roster attrition, the Rough Riders don't have the same faces in the lineup. Here's the 0-2. Zavala watches on the outside corner, and it's strike three looking. Three pitches for Eric Sarantola, and he punches out his fifth tonight. One out for Chris Cease. He's 1-for-1 today with a base hit. 3-0 Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Well, the top four batters for the Rough Riders this season against right-handed pitchers are all no longer with the club. First pitch to Cease is outside for a ball in terms of batting average. Well, he's not on the active roster. One of them is Trevor Hobbard, just went on the IL. But Thomas Ajayi, Luis Angel Acuna, and Evan Carter. The 1-0 pitch is inside near Cease's body. It's 2-0. So Ajayi and Acuna traded. Carter promoted to AAA. Those were some of the most effective hitters against the right-hand pitchers. Two balls, no strikes to Cease. A breaking ball over the middle at strike one. So now the Rough Riders do not have a batter on the active roster, hitting 250 against right-handed pitchers this year. There's a lot of right-hand pitchers in the league. The 2-1 pitch. Cease sends it over the right side. A foul ball with pretty good pace on it. And it's now 2-2. Facing a righty and Eric Sarantola, but the Rough Riders have gotten to him a decent amount. So Frisco hitting better today against the Mississippi State product. 3-0 Rough Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sarantola's 2-2 pitch. Fouled into the glove, another strikeout. Sarantola gets Chris Cease to swing through it. And three straight, make it four straight strikeouts for Eric Sarantola. Of his six overall on the night, four in a row.
Bottom of the fourth inning continues with Jax Biggers to the plate. 3-0 Rough Riders. Bases are empty with two down. Aiden Anderson is warming up in the bullpen. That's for the Rough Riders. And back of Dane Acker, who's pitched well today, the start. First pitch to Biggers on the outer half for a strike. Sarantola, who was drafted in 2021 out of Mississippi State. That was their national championship season. He only started four games that year for the Bulldogs, made 10 appearances, and a 5.71 ERA. The 0-1 toss, led her high for a ball. Biggers now has an even count, 1-1. Sarantola was the third of five players drafted off of that team that won the College World Series in 2021 out of Mississippi State. A 1-1, high and away, two balls and a strike. Sarantola mostly pitching this year at the high A level. 29 appearances, just a couple starts. And this is his first double-A start. His 2-1 pitch. Off speed on the outer half to get the count back even, 2-2. Now, I mentioned the Rough Riders splits against right-hand batters, who was hitting best. Sarantola does well against right-hand batters, just a .231 average. But lefties, like Biggers, he's dominated, just a .149 average. 2-2 pitch, fouled to the Naturals dugout. A couple players ducking away from it. Bases empty in a 2-2 count to Biggers. In fact, Sarantola's slugging percentage allowed to left-handed batters is lower than the batting average he allows to right-hand batters. And it should be the other way. He's a right-hand pitcher. 2-2 toss. Biggers swings through, fouls it at the plate. He stays alive. Just a .228 slugging percentage allowed to left-handed batters this season overall between Sarantola's multiple levels. Again, he's pitched both at double-A and high-A this season. The 23-year-old out of Montreal trying to put away another left-hand batter. Two balls, two strikes. He's set to face Jax Biggers and the pitch. It is on the inside half, top of the zone. Struck him out looking. Struck out the side in order. Eric Sarantola has punched out five in a row. Really good stretch for the right-hander. And the Canadian has put up a couple of zeros in a row for the Naturals. Rough Riders still lead it, though, 3-0 Frisco. Into the fifth inning, Zach Bigley returns on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
We're on the top of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, on a beautiful Wednesday night for baseball. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Javier Vaz stands in. It's the eight-hole hitter, followed by Omar Hernandez, and then Tyler Tolbert at the top of the card against Aiden Anderson, who deals home the first pitch. Upper edge outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Aiden Anderson takes over for Dane Acker, who was very strong in his start. It's now nine consecutive scoreless innings over his last two outings. The 0-1. A bunt out in front of home. Anderson comes up, picks on a bare hand, flicks into first, and just in time. Nifty play by Aiden Anderson to get the speedy Vaz
And there's one away. Kind of do or die right there. Just with a bare hand, he's able to pick it up off the ground and fire on over to first sidearm with a little flick of the wrist. And here's Omar Hernandez now. It's 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth. Anderson relieving Danacker. Here's the stretch of the pitch to the right-handed batting Omar Hernandez. It's a check swing and a swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Acker went four shutout innings, allowing just two hits, two walks, and seven strikeouts. The offering home. Upper edge outside corner called strike two. It's 0-2. Another good start from Dane Acker. This one, probably a few pitches he'd like to have back. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider elevated off the outside corner. He strikes out Omar Hernandez. There are two away. 3-0 Rough Riders. Top of the order now in the top of the fifth. Tyler Tolbert stands in. Tolbert 0-for-1 today with a flyout to center and a walk in the third. Pull side shift on the infield. Here's the stretch and the pitch to the right-handed batter. He shows bunt, pulls back, watches a slider away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, Dane Acker, if he would have had just a few of those pitches back, might still be pitching here in the fifth inning. It was an elevated pitch count that had him last just four. The 1-0 off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Overall tonight, he lasts 85 pitches over his four innings, probably a lot more than he would have liked to have thrown. The 2-0 outside 3-0, just in terms of pitches per inning, but still nonetheless a very effective start. You can definitely see the jump in fastball velocity and his ability to command that pitch very well. Just a lot of foul balls tonight. Here's the 3-0 toss. Outside, misses with a slider, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Tyler Tolbert, and here's Diego Hernandez, who is sat down twice by Dane Acker via strikeout. 3-0 Frisco, top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders scored a run in the first on an RBI sacrifice fly from Wyatt Langford, his first career RBI at the AA level. He later got his first hit in the third. In the second inning, the Rough Riders scored two on a two-run single from Scott Capers. The pitch, Tolbert takes off, pitches down and inside, throw to second, not in time. And Tolbert swipes his 49th base of the season and his second in the series. He was caught stealing at third in the first inning on Monday. And he was easily safe there ahead of that throw, which was a bit high from Scott Capers. Well, he's at second base, and Anderson offers. Inside, two balls and no strikes to Hernandez. The Scott Capers two-run single in the second hit the second base bag and pinballed away from Peyton Wilson, the second baseman, who was right there to make the play if it hadn't have hit the pillow. 2-0 from Anderson. There's a fly ball into left center field. This one sending Langford back. He's at the warning track just shy of it, and he makes the catch. It puts the side to bed in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 3, the Naturals nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fifth inning, Rough Riders leading 3-0 over Northwest Arkansas. Freiner Chavez, Scott Capers, Caber Rodriguez, the three due up to swing the sticks in the fifth. The starter, Eric Sarantola, still out there. He's ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Chavez grounds it foul at the plate. It's 0-1. He struck out back in the second inning. Seven Ks for Sarantola through four, and the Rough Riders and Naturals combined for 14 strikeouts through four innings. Ooh, that's not great. There's the 0-1. Misses down low, and it's one ball and one strike. What did that game have the other night? On Saturday, what was the strikeout total?
33.
Yeah. You can kind of give that one a pass, though. The 1-1 is outside. It's 2-1. Two-hour delay right beforehand. Everyone's trying to get out quickly. The game was kind of the twilight zone anyway.
Everyone was striking out, though. I struck out a couple times from the booth.
2-1. Outside, 3-1. That'll do it when you have no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You just don't know what to do with yourself. You're fumbling around. I'm lost. 3-1 pitch to Chavez. He finds the outside corner, a strike, and it's 3-2. With three runs, four hits, no errors for the Rough Riders tonight. No runs on two hits and one error for the Naturals. Payoff home. Chavez puts it in the air out to center field. Hit fairly well, but Hernandez has it measured. He's there to make the catch. One away, leadoff man down in the fifth inning, and here's Scott Capers from the nine hole. Two runs, single back in the second, one of the oddest you'll see that hit right off the end of the bat. Squibbed right up over the hill, just kind of went up and down on the hill, didn't catch any air, kept on rolling, and it positioned itself right towards the second base bag, hit it like a bullseye on a target, the pinch. There's a line shot up the middle, that's into center field, a clean base hit for Scott Capers. A one-out single for the Riders catcher, and that brings Caber Rodriguez to the plate. And it hit the second base bag, and that allowed two runs to come in to score in the second. That's all the Rough Riders have needed so far to this point. Rodriguez stands in from the right side, a single back in the first. He's one for two, the pinch. Hard ground ball to short. Tolbert makes a brilliant backhanded diving stop on a second for the out. Oh, my goodness. That's all they get. No throw to first base. And Rodriguez is safe, but Tolbert just made a phenomenal diving backhanded stop at shortstop just to get one out. Full extension sprawling dive out of nowhere. An extremely athletic play to get the force out at second. There are two down. Runner at first base on the fielder's choice, and here's Wyatt Langford. Wow, great play. Langford one for one, and the pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. He had a sac fly in the first and a single in the third. Langford on the board with his first career double-A hit. One for five in his career now here at this level. Here's the right-hander's 0-1. Langford watches it outside with a breaking ball. Ball on a strike. Solid ground ball back up the middle into center for his first hit. 3-0 Frisco on the bottom of the fifth. 1-1. Low off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. From the Florida Gator, who grew up in Gainesville, Florida. Went to his hometown school. He said it was really what he wanted to do. From when he was young, was be a Gator. 2-1. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, 2-2. Inside edge. Stands back in from the right side. Pinwheels the bat to the hill twice. And then locks it over his right shoulder. A 2-2 pitch. Fouled away right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez at first base has the ability to run. He has 10 steals with the Rough Riders this year, and even more when you combine his time at High A Hickory. Here's the stretch, and the 2-2. Swinging a late swing, and a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez overall has 30 steals this year between Hickory and Frisco. 20 and 10, divided up almost perfectly. 2-2 on the left fielder. Here she comes. Low and outside in the dirt, a check swing, and he was able to hold. We're full at 3-2. Langford is such a quick bat. Very quick hands. He throws his entire body into the swing. And he can foul off a ton of pitches. A very good hitter. Not just a power guy, but a really good hitter. Over the course of his career at Florida. 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez goes. High and away. Ball four. And he walks. Puts runners at first and second for Liam Hicks. And time called. We'll see a mound visit here from Larry Carter, the pitching coach. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders, and Hicks trying to add on to that, who's 0 for 1. Liam Hicks continues to be one of the better hitters as of late for the Rough Riders. Hicks, over his last 40 games, hitting .312. Hit .338 in August and has carried that over into this month of September as well. The Rough Riders are looking for their first win in the month of September. They're 0-4 despite having a very sterling ERA, and it's more tonight. The pitching has been phenomenal in tonight's game, just like it's been throughout this whole stretch. The bullpen in September, a 3.06 ERA. Rough Riders as a whole in September, a 3.25 ERA. Now they lead 3-0 tonight. Runners at first and second. The pitch home. Hicks bounces it to the right side. First baseman Shrum's got it. Underhand feed to Saratola, who covers the bag at first and beats him for the final out of the fifth inning. So no runs across for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and two left aboard. We're into the top of the sixth next. It's Frisco 3 and Northwest Arkansas 0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Road half of the sixth. Frisco leading 3-0. Peyton Wilson starts it off. Jorge Bonifacio and then Caden Wallace. It's 3-4-5 in the order against Aiden Anderson. First pitch. Flicks outside. One ball and no strikes. Peyton Wilson, the younger brother of a very famous Alabama quarterback, John Parker Wilson. Here's the stretch of the 1-0 pitch. Fouled away left side. It's 1-1. John Parker Wilson was there right before Alabama started hitting their recent successes, their first national championship in 2009, the 2009 season, the 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1, and he still played under Nick Saban, but he was there when they were starting to build up towards that success, and they still were a pretty darn good football team. And a few BCS bowls. Here's the stretch, and the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. Two balls and two strikes. Peyton Wilson also went to Alabama, just like his brother.
Sure, they went 12-0 one of those years regular season, and they lost in the SEC championship and in their bowl game. But, yeah, they had some good teams those years.
2-2. Down low and inside. It's three balls and two strikes. That was the year they lost to Florida, right? And Florida went on to win the national championship.
I think that's right. In the SEC championship?
Yep.
Yeah. And they lost to Utah.
It's 2008.
Bowl. Yeah.
3-2. Swing and a foul. Back in a caper's glove. He hangs on for strike three, and there's one away. Anderson with his second strikeout. Bonifacio makes his way in. Yeah, Utah. That Utah-Alabama upset was, I think, the year before, the year after the Boise State over Oklahoma matchup, and it was like, wow, these mid-majors are putting in work. And Utah, of course, went on to go to the Pac-12 starting in 2011. Pitch to Bonifacio. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Is there a better college football game than that Fiesta Bowl?
Oof, Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, 2007, I believe.
Yeah, 07.
The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and one strike.
I think they had a hook and ladder and a Statue of Liberty, mid-major. And then didn't the guy propose to his girlfriend after the game? I mean, how can you do better than that? What's going to top that?
The 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2, yeah. It was the fourth quarter went Boise State tied it, and then their quarterback, Zabransky, threw a pick six to Oklahoma with, I believe, just over a minute left, then drove down the hook and lateral to tie it. And then in the first overtime, the pick inside. They ran the halfback pass to score the touchdown right after Adrian Peterson had scored a 25-yard touchdown run. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Kellen Strom coming in. It's Biggers back, the second baseman there. He puts it away to his left. Two outs. And then it was the Statue of Liberty play for the two-point conversion. And you're right. The running back went over and proposed to his cheerleader girlfriend right after that. She said yes, and they're still married.
How can you say no to that? I mean, it could have been anybody in the stands, and they'd have to say yes.
Beat Oklahoma. Little Boise State. The pitch. Inside 1-0. And you remember how that 2007 season began, right?
What happened?
Appalachian State knocked off Michigan.
Yeah.
In the Big House.
Blocked field goal.
Yeah. The 1-0. There's a high pop-up left side. Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, coming in. He's under it. And he makes the catch to retire the side. Nice 1-2-3 inning by Aiden Anderson in the sixth inning. Frisco leads 3-0 to the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals here in game number two of this six-game series. It's Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, and Chris Cease, the three who up for the Rough Riders. It's a new man out on the hill for Northwest Arkansas. Eric Sarantola is done in his start, and it's a left-hander who takes over in his stay. First pitch on the way is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's Dante Biasi who takes over. Biasi readies and shuttles in to Strom. It's popped foul to the right side. The count goes even at one ball and one strike to the Riders center fielder, who's 0 for 2 today, grounded into a double play in the first and struck out in the third. Biasi sets and kicks. Just flutters outside. Two balls, one strike. 6 foot, 205-pound, 25-year-old Biasi out of Wilkes-Barre in Pennsylvania. He issues in the 2-1. Chop foul towards the Riders dugout left side, off the facing of it. Two balls and two strikes. Out of Penn State University, pitching in his second season with Northwest Arkansas. 3-4 record, a 4.74 ERA. Making his 33rd appearance. It's his 30th, I should say, out of the bullpen. 2-2 offering to Strong. Down and in, three balls and two strikes. Rough Riders lead it 3-0. Strong trying to get back on the right track. He's been hitting well recently, though on a bit of a skid here in the month of September. 3-2. Takes high and outside, ball four, but he's been doing that very well, and he walks to lead things off here in the sixth inning. Two walks on Monday, and he continues to be one of the best walkers in the history of the Rough Riders franchise. He entered today and still remains, even after that walk, third in career walks in Rough Riders franchise history. The top two have an unfair games played advantage on him. Number one is Wilder Rodriguez. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1, who has the most games played in franchise history. And number two has the second most games played in franchise history. That's Preston Beck, who played 4 years in Frisco. The pitch. The breaking ball shuttles high, and it's one ball and one strike. Kellen Strom playing in just his second year in Frisco, and that walk right there was his 133rd career double-A walk. He's chased back in with a throw over from the left-hander Biasi. The 133 put him exactly 10 behind Preston Beck, so with 10 games left, the pitch swing and a miss from Zavala, and it's 1-2. He has an opportunity to tie him or possibly take the lead, but he quite literally has to get his walk on if he wants to do that over these last 10 games. 10 back of second place. The pitch fouled in and out of Hernandez's glove, the catcher, and it's one ball and two strikes on Zavala. Zavala on the other side, also a walking machine. He walked back in the second. And Zavala has his 67th walk of his season. The pitch high and outside, two balls, two strikes. Kellen Strom, one ahead of him And Zavala, top 10 in franchise history in a single season walks, even though he missed the first month and a half. Strom draws a throw. Zavala leads the Texas League in walks in the second half of play this year, and he has the second highest walk rate in the Texas League. Frisco as a team has led the league in walks almost all season. The pitch. And it just hums inside on a breaking ball, and it's three balls and two strikes. You really have to pitch to the Rough Riders and throw strikes if you want to get them out. Rough Riders on pace to set a franchise record in on-base percentage. The offering, Strom takes off. There's a swing and a flipped ball foul to the left side. Reached down and poked it into the stands the opposite way, and it's still three balls and two strikes. They've already shattered their single-season walk mark as a team. It certainly helped them out this year on the offensive side. Here's the 3-2. Check swing on a pitch that gets away in the dirt for strike three. First base occupied, so Zavala strikes out, but it is a wild pitch moving Strom down to second. Zavala strikes out for the first strikeout and first out of the sixth inning by Dante Biazzi. 3-0 Rough Riders trying to add on with Chris Cease at the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. He singled in the second, came in to score on the two-run single by Scott Capers. He struck out in the fourth. The left-hander looks in for his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch. He fires. A hard line drive, fair down the right field line out of the diving reach of Strom. And that allows Strom to motor around third and come in to score. And the Rough Riders extend their lead. It's now 4-0. An RBI single for Chris Cease. Strom was playing off the line. He dove to his left and it was just out of his reach. An RBI knock for Cease. A wild pitch comes back to bite Northwest Arkansas. That brings Jax Biggers to the plate. Left-handed batter 0-for-2 today with a couple punch-outs in the pitch. An indoor or inside breaking ball just captures the corner, and it's 0-1. On Biggers, who's 2-for-6 in the series. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Before that, a throw over to first base. Cease back in. We saw Aiden Anderson throw each of the last two innings for the Rough Riders. A quick look down into the bullpen. It's Andy Rodriguez who's starting to loosen. We'll probably see him in the seventh. The 0-1. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul off the facing of the Royals affiliate dugout to the right. 0-2. Well, the Rangers are certainly having a tough time tonight with the Astros. They're in danger of being swept in that three-game series. Here's the 0-2. There's a fly ball into left center field. Vaz chasing after it. Length-long dive, and it's out of his reach. It falls in. Cease had to hold up at second to see if it was going to be caught. And he holds right there, so it's a long single for Jax Biggers into the left center alley. Full-length dive out for it in left center field. It was just out of his reach, and Hernandez was backing up the play from center, so he was able to hold Jax Biggers with a single. One out, runners at first and second, 4-0 Frisco, and Franmer Chavez stands in now. Chavez a strikeout and a flyout today. The pinch. He flicks it foul to the screen. It's 0-1. Switch hitter batting right-handed now. The Astros lead it 8-2 over the Rangers. It's in the bottom of the sixth inning. This has been a tough, tough stretch for the Rangers. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Ground ball foul left side. It's 0-2. And add injury to insult. Adolis Garcia had to come out of the game with injury. So we'll see who they replace Garcia with. It is worth noting that Evan Carter is up in AAA and hitting well. We'll see if the newly minted 21-year-old is the one they turn to or not. Top prospect in the Rangers organization. 0-2 on Chavez. And a kick and a look back toward second. Cease is back in. Just one out. They will not be off on contact. Off Riders with their first run since the second inning here in the sixth. The 0-2. Outside with a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Defense in a double play depth into pole. The pitch. Flicked foul to the right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Scott Capers on deck in the nine hole. Rough Riders bottom of the order doing damage tonight. Scott Capers with two RBIs and two hits from that nine hole. Chris Cease in the sixth spot of the order with the RBI single. The 1-2. High off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. We're even on Chavez. Jax Biggers with a hit from the seven hole. Good to see up and down the order. 2-2. Inside corner, strike three called. He got him with a changeup. A two down, and here's Scott Capers. 4-0 Frisco, bottom half of the sixth. Capers, two singles, very different, but towards the same general location. One hit the second base bag on a soft grounder. The other was a rocket back up the middle into center for a hit. First pitch. He watched the breaking ball flutter inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Chris Cease at second, Jax Biggers at first with two down here in this sixth inning. The 1-0. High and tight. Two balls and no strikes. Seven hits tonight for the Rough Riders. Looking to snap a four-game skid. And the good news is that Arkansas is beating Amarillo right now. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Went to the high heat. Two balls and one strike. Arkansas out in front 9-3 over Amarillo. Rough Riders need Amarillo and Midland both to lose. Midland is winning, unfortunately, over San Antonio 5-3. Rough Riders' elimination number is 6 with 11 left to go, including tonight. Any combination of Amarillo win or a Frisco loss equaling 6 over these last 11 games, and the Rough Riders' season is over. 2-1 home. Down low and inside, blocked by Rodriguez. Three balls and one strike. Rough Riders have been able to muster enough offense tonight, and really any offense would do. The pitching has been great. Aiden Anderson didn't allow a hit in his two innings of work out of relief. Dane Acker only two hits and four shutout innings in his start today. 3-1. Capers takes high and outside, ball four. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Cease down to third, Biggers to second. Scott Capers aboard at first base, and that'll do it for Dante Biazzi. Tommy Shields, the manager for Northwest Arkansas, out of the dugout. And he points down to the bullpen. He's going to go get a right-hander. It's Justin Anderson who will take over. Well, the Rough Riders leading 4-0. We'll step aside for the pitching change here in the sixth inning. Turn after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field in the bottom of the sixth inning into the pitching change, Justin Anderson takes over on the mound for Dante Biasi. The Rough Riders have a run in, and the base is loaded with two outs in the top of the order due up. It's Caber Rodriguez who is about to swing the stick for the Rough Riders. All these runs are still Dante Biasi's if Justin Anderson can hold it right here. The 30-year-old, 6'3", 230 pounds, a former big leaguer out of Houston, Texas, made his major league debut on April 23rd of 2018 and pitched two seasons out of the bullpen for the Los Angeles Angels. A total of 111 games between two seasons. A 4.07 ERA in 2018 and a 5.55 ERA in 2019. A 30-year-old right-hander deals with Rodriguez in the first pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Anderson was a 14th round selection by the Angels in 2014. Out of UTSA. Here's the 1-0 to Rodriguez. He swings, bounces it right back to the hill on two hops. Anderson's got it, jogs to first, underhand flip for the out, and it retires the side in the sixth inning. One run across, though, for the Rough Riders on two hits, no errors, and three left aboard. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. Frisco 4, Northwest Arkansas nothing. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a staff. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals with no runs, two hits, one error, and the Frisco Rough Riders with four runs on seven hits and no errors. Great pitching tonight for the Rough Riders. On to try to keep that going, Andy Rodriguez comes in. His first pitch of the seventh inning is bunted by Jason Guzman. Right back to Rodriguez. Has time. Throws to first and gets the out. One pitch and a put out for Andy Rodriguez with Jason Guzman bunting a little too hard. And he is retired on a 1-3 put out. Dylan Trum the batter with the Rough Riders ahead 4-0. Rodriguez, the 24-year-old out of Cuba, making his fourth appearance with the Rough Riders this year. All right, it's top of the seventh inning, doing some trivia here on the broadcast. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Here's the pitch. It's inside to Dylan Trum. Well, we're coming down the home stretch of this
2023 season at the AA level. As Rodriguez looks in, goes into his wine, is 1-0. Breaking ball inside, it's 2-0. It was about this time of the year, back in 1991, down the home stretch of the season in the International League, the Rochester Red Wings had their finale. 2-0 pitch is off the outside, 3 balls and no strikes. In their season finale, they decided to have a couple of players play all 9 positions. It's because it was the last game of the season, had a couple versatile players. 3-0 pitch to Dylan Trump. Fastball right down the heart at strike one. They won the game 8-0 with Shane Turner playing all 9 positions. Same thing for Tommy Shields, who's now the manager for Northwest Arkansas. 3-1 pitch and a swing and a miss from Northwest Arkansas's Dylan Trump. It's 3-2 to Tommy Shields, the skipper. Back in 91, played all 9 positions. So the trivia question related to that, at least a little bit. Multiple positions, guys who can play different spots. There's Tommy Shields, if you're watching on the MLB TV stream or MILB TV. Here's the pitch. 3-2 is tipped into Capers. Didn't quite hold on. Foul ball from Shrum. So the question is, which players have won a gold glove at multiple positions? First of all, how many do you think there are? That's not really the trivia question. It's trying to guess which ones. Here's the payoff from Rodriguez. It's up and in, ball 4. And Dylan Shrum is aboard. Brings up Javier Vaz as we continue in the 7th inning. 4-0 Rough Riders. How many do you think it would be?
Individual gold gloves or players who have
players.
I'm going to guess 13.
I thought it would be more like that. It's only 3.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only 3 guys. And they're all, well, all hold a hint for the era. Javier Vaz, the batter, left-hand hitter. The pitch to Vaz is down and in for a ball. Infield playing him to pull pretty heavily. 1-1, 1-out. 4-0 Rough Riders lead in the 7th inning. So 3 guys who have won a gold glove, multiple positions. Any guesses who they are?
So first one that comes to mind is Alex Rodriguez.
Not him.
Really? Okay. Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay. 1-0 pitch to Vaz. Here's the toss. It's upstairs, 2-0.
Omar Vizquel.
Nope. This one's really tough. There's only one guy who did it infield and outfield. Another guy did it, one at second base. He won another one at third. And then this one's kind of a cheapie, but there's a guy who won it at second base and a utility gold glove.
Okay.
Which technically counts. Here's the 2-0. Off-speed, popped a foul behind home into the seats.
I'm going to need some eras.
Okay. They are all recent. They're
okay.
All since 2000.
Rafael for call.
Nope. Third baseman Chris Cease playing way in to Vaz. Left-hand hitting outfielder. Here's the pitch. It's just a little bit low. 3-1 from Rodriguez. One guy, the utility slash second baseman, still active with the Yankees.
D.D. Gregorius, not with the Yankees.
3 balls and 1 strike to Vaz. Rodriguez kicks. It's inside, and Vaz jumps over it, ball 4. And now runners at first and second for the Naturals.
D.J. LeMahieu.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well done.
I should have gotten that right away.
Are you good? Okay, so you got second base utility. Let's get the second base, third base one. Played in a World Series in the mid-2000s. We brought him up on the broadcast before. John Goble, the pitching coach, walks out to discuss matters with Andy Rodriguez. 1-out, 2-on. The Naturals and Rough Riders in the 7th inning. 4-0 lead for Frisco.
Placido Polanco.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay.
Way to go. I would have needed more hints on that one. All right. You got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
One guy remaining. He is the only one who did it in an infield and an outfield position. He did first base and outfield.
Cody Bellinger.
No.
Okay.
Player, at least for me, I think of him as an angel. From a first round pick. Played for a couple different teams, but the bulk of his 14-year career with the Angels. First base. First overall pick in 95.
Scott Spezio? First overall?
Yeah. Rodriguez ready to go against Hernandez. A breaking ball low and away.
Darren Erstad?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. You got all three.
Okay.
Way to go. What grade would you give yourself?
That's a C+.
No.
I had to get a lot of hints.
You're always too hard on yourself. There's no way that's a C+. The 1-0 toss. A foul ball over the right side. I would have been out here guessing players that made no sense. You were in the vicinity early on, and you end up getting all three. That's at least a B+.
Okay. I'll take it.
Two on for the Naturals. Infield playing shifted over to the left side. Big hole between second and first. Hernandez sees the 1-1. It's in the dirt. Capers blocks it to hold the runners. Northwest Arkansas trying to threaten here.
That was a good trivia question.
Well, thank you. Good. I like to just connect it. It was already in the On This Day in Baseball History page, and Tommy Shields' name popped off the screen. And hey, he's here this week managing the Naturals. His first year as the skipper for Northwest Arkansas. Rodriguez set and his 2-1 toss. Foul ball back to the screen, and now it's a 2-2 count. Rodriguez made a couple appearances against Corpus Christi last week. Neither one went great. The first one was more dramatic. He came into the ninth inning with a 6-run lead, and I guess you could call it bending, not breaking. He gave up 5 runs, and the Rough Riders held on to the lead and won the game. A 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball got him to swing and miss. Andy Rodriguez punches out Omar Hernandez and a big second out of the inning. Follows a pair of walks with a K. And now top of the order, Tyler Tolbert to the plate and ensures that the tying run does not come to the plate. It's still on deck for the Naturals. 2 down, 2 on, 4-0 lead for the Rough Riders. 7th inning. Andy Rodriguez did need some help in that 9th inning. He got 2 outs in that frame. Aiden Anderson got the final out as the Rough Riders beat Corpus Christi a week ago. First pitch. Tolbert hits it off the end of the bat, rolls into the glove of Chavez. The first baseman steps on the bag, and there's the inning. Couple of walks, but no damage against Andy Rodriguez, and he gets a cue ball to end the frame. And it's a scoreless 7th inning. Good job by Andy Rodriguez, and we head on to the bottom of the 7th. Time to stretch from Frisco. 4-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Good start for the Rough Riders and have held up the lead into the bottom of the 7th inning. 4-0 Frisco, and Wyatt Langford leads off for Frisco in the home half of the 7th. Already with his first double-A base hit today. And the right-hand hitter steps in against Justin Anderson, continuing his relief outing. The right-hander comes set, and his first toss of the 7th. A breaking ball over the middle, and in strike one, Anderson's second inning of work. just came in to get the final out last frame. And now his first clean inning. And his 0-1 toss to Wyatt Langford. Slow and away, evens the count up, but one ball, one strike. Langford's second game played since he got promoted to Double A. Drafted just under 2 months ago by the Rangers. And went 0 for 4 his first game. Now his second start has gone much better. The 1-1. He whacked it to left field. Foul. Had some serious pop on it, but over the left field side and got under it. A foul ball to the seats. Langford with a sacrifice fly in his first plate appearance. Got his first RBI, and then he singled to center field in the third inning and walked in the fifth. Fourth plate appearance of the night. The 1-2 toss. He whacks it to left field again over the third baseman, Wallace. A fair ball. It rolls just shy of the warning track, cut off by Vaz. No throw into second, and Wyatt Langford has his first Double-A extra base hit. A double to lead off the seventh inning, and Wyatt Langford is raking on a Wednesday night here at Frisco. 2 for 2 today with a walk, a sacrifice fly, a single, and a double. And Wyatt Langford showing what he can do at the Double-A level. So he's at second base for Liam Hicks. Left-hand batter trying to add on to the lead, 4-0 Frisco. Anderson starts out the at-bat. Fastball fouled over the third base side. And a strike one to Liam Hicks. So after Langford was relatively unproductive in his four plate appearances on Monday, his first start, three ground outs and a strikeout for Langford. Today, all four plate appearances have been productive. A one toss to Hicks. He pops it up into center field. Medium depth fly ball. Hernandez holds. He catches. Langford tags. He's gunning for third. The throw in from center is cut off. Langford sped in and made no play out of it. No chance to get the speedster. And he advances on a fly ball that did not push Hernandez back very much at all. But Langford made it not close. Good break from Langford. Stumbled a little bit out of second base, but still was quick in there. And he's 90 feet away from adding an insurance run. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders 4, the Naturals yet to score. Infield has been pulled in. Kellen Strom, the batter. Right-hand hitter. Sees a pitch inside. Breaking ball from Anderson. And it's 1-0. So Langford with a double, a single, a walk, a sacrifice fly. And now he's trying to do something he has not yet done at the Double-A level. And that is score. The 1-0 pitch to Kellen Strom. Fastball low and away, and now he's ahead, two balls and no strikes. Strom, he hopes that his 44th RBI will bring home Wyatt Langford. Strom has not gotten a hit yet today. He's 0-for-2. He does have a walk. He scored himself. That was last inning. The 2-0 pitch. Strom sends it into center field. Not very deep. Hernandez coming in. Langford's tagging. Hernandez catches. Langford sprints in. The throw in from center. Now he stops. The throw is a good one, and Langford has good speed, but not that good to score on a fly ball that shallow. And he bluffs, takes a few steps off, and brings the throw home, which was an excellent one from Hernandez. This is the second out of the inning, and now it'll probably have to be a base hit to score Wyatt Langford in this inning. Bottom half of the seventh, the Rough Riders ahead 4-0 in this second game of the series. Almost needing a win today to stay in playoff contention. Six games back of Amarillo. The pitch to Aaron Zavala. It is just above the strike zone, ball one. With five games remaining in this series, including tonight, and six games left next series, the Rough Riders don't have a whole lot of time to make up ground against the Sod Poodles. The 1-0 toss. Zavala sees it on the outside corner, lets it go. It is 1-1. Amarillo trailing big to Arkansas today, 12-3 in the eighth inning. So if that score holds, Frisco could make up a game, come within five games in the standings. The 1-1 pitch. Zavala starts to swing. He held back, but it did catch the inside edge, and he falls behind. One ball, two strikes. Left-hand hitter with the infield shifted over to the right. Tolbert, the shortstop, just a few steps to the left of second base, back at the infield. The 1-2. Zavala swings over, strike three, and the inning comes to a close. Wyatt Langford gets his first extra base hit at the Double-A level, and he is stranded at third base to close out the inning. No runs in, and one left on for the Rough Riders. Still ahead 4-0 into the eighth inning from Frisco, Texas. This is the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Michael Brewer comes into the ballgame for the Rough Riders. Relief pitcher checks in with a 4-run lead to operate with, a 6.41 ERA. And a 2-2 record for Michael Brewer this year, 39 innings and 34 strikeouts for the Missouri native. He'll face the top portion of the Naturals order. Top of the eighth, Diego Hernandez will lead off. Infield shifted heavily to Hernandez, playing him to pull. Left-hand batter encounters the first pitch from Michael Brewer. It's just below the kneecaps. Ball one at 93 miles an hour from Michael Brewer. Rough Riders ahead by a score of 4-0 tonight. Could really use a win, even up the series, and snap a 4-game losing streak. The 1-0 pitch. Hernandez cuts at it, doesn't get it. Fastball elevated, it's 1-1. Outfield playing him a couple steps deep. No wind currently in Frisco. Tomorrow's game also at 7:05 p.m. Seth Nordlund gets the ball for the Rough Riders. 1-1. It is sent over the left side. Fly ball that has some carry, but Langford will come in a step, and he makes the grab. A couple hops over to his right, and he puts it away for a can of corn. One out in the eighth inning. Peyton Wilson, the batter, who is 1-for-3 on the evening. Bases are empty to the left-hand hitter facing another shift with the shortstop Rodriguez playing behind the bag at second. First pitch to Peyton Wilson. He slashes over the left side and a foul ball. 0-1 the count to the switch hitter Wilson. One out, nobody on for the Naturals. Rough Riders ahead 4-0. Frisco's bullpen did well yesterday, Monday, the first game of the series. There was a day off yesterday. The 0-1, high and away. It's now 1-1. Went 5 innings from the relievers in that game, just allowed 1 run. That was Justin Slayton, Reed Burlingmeyer, Danny Duffy, Aiden Anderson combining on the effort. Anderson pitched again today. It's the 1-1 toss from Brewer. Foul ball again over the left side. It's now 1-2. And today the bullpen has covered 3 innings, and now Brewer has controlled the fourth, and the relievers have not yet allowed a run or a hit. Good work to follow up Dane Acker, who had 4 shutout innings. The 1-2, fastball in the dirt. It's now 2-2 to Peyton Wilson. Frisco losing that game 7-3. They kept it close with the relievers, but today it's a different story. The reliever is tasked with holding on to a lead. Brewer's 2-2 toss. It's grounded past Brewer. Rodriguez, the shortstop, is cut off by Biggers. Throws across his body, and Biggers gets the out. Stole it away from Rodriguez. And the two middle infielders both had a chance at it. And Jack said, "That's my ball." And he takes over on the right side of the infield. Rodriguez, with a pretty heavy shift, was able to get to the other side of second base. He was behind Bickers, who came off quickly. And on a bang-bang play, Peyton Wilson is called out. Normally, you'd see that sort of play on the left side of the infield, third baseman and shortstop. Jorge Bonifacio taking all the way, and he gets ahead in the count. Breaking ball inside for ball one. Two outs, and the base is inactive for the Naturals. They trail 4-0 to the Rough Riders in the eighth. A 1-0 toss. Hits the zone this time. Fastball, lower half. And it's now a 1-1 count. Bonifacio has a modest hitting streak going. 5 games in a row, including back-to-back homer games coming into this series. 1-1 pitch. Hits low, 2-1. Didn't have a homer in the series opener Monday, but he did go 3-for-4 the double. But today, he has a strikeout and is 0-for-3. Perhaps his final plate appearance of the evening, save for some dramatics towards the latter part of this game in the eighth, the 2-1 pitch. Bonifacio, big rip at it, didn't get it, 2-2. Struck out against Dane Acker, went 0-for-2 against the starter, and then popped out a couple innings ago against Aiden Anderson. And now facing his third different pitcher tonight. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Brewer is set, and his pitch. A half swing, Bonifacio went around. Fastball tied him up, and Michael Brewer goes 3 up and 3 down in the eighth inning. Rough Riders hold on to the 4-0 lead. We move on to the bottom of the eighth here in Frisco, Texas. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the Rough Riders 4 and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 0 into the bottom of the eighth inning in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders trying to add on to the advantage. It's up to Chris Cease, Jax Bickers, Frainer Chavez, the scheduled hitters against Jacob Wallace. 25-year-old from Lawrence, Massachusetts, third-round pick back in 2019. And the right-hander's first pitch of the eighth inning into right-hand hitter Chris Cease. Over the inner half. Breaking ball for strike one. Drafted from the University of Connecticut in 2019. The Rough Riders will send out their own Connecticut Husky in a couple days. Nick Krauth gets the ball on Saturday. The 0-1. Sees crowns it softly toward short. Tyler Tolbert brings it in. Gloves, throws low to first. A pick from Schrum. And he did hold on. It's a 6-3 ground out. And Chris Cease put away for the first out of the eighth inning. Jax Biggers the batter. 4-0 Rough Riders. So Jacob Wallace gets the out of the first man he faces. Trying to lower his ERA. 4.67 his earned run average. Just a 1-5 record for the right-hander. And this being his 46th appearance of the year for the Naturals. His first pitch to Jax Biggers. He rolls it foul right towards the Northwest Arkansas dugout. Hits off the banister. And it is strike one on Biggers. Left-hand hitter, who leads the team in home runs since the beginning of August, has four of those. Not that the Rough Riders have hit a lot, but he has paced what Frisco has gotten in terms of long balls. The 0-1. It's in the dirt. One ball, one strike. The Rough Riders are in a bit of a home run drought. Just two home runs since the beginning of last week. And no home runs by any player on the active roster. The median in that span is eight from other Texas League teams. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. It's on the outside corner to get ahead. Biggers is behind one and two. It's just tough for the Rough Riders. Their top three home run hitters this year are not currently active, including Trevor Hover on the IL. One and two, the count to Biggers. Here's the pitch. Goes late at it. Cuts at a fastball and swings through it. Strike three. And there's two outs. Efrainer Chavez is next. The Rough Riders without Thomas Ajayi. He was traded. Evan Carter up to AAA. Those three guys, not currently on the active roster, have combined for 39 home runs this year, but it's got to be some other guys to step up. But the Rough Riders have gotten enough scoring tonight without any long balls. Four runs in, they lead 4-0. First pitch to Frainier is a bit low, and ball one. Frainier 0-for-3 tonight. What had been a good start to September, just three games played, but he was 3-for-10 with a double. Want to know the count to the first baseman. It's way outside on a fastball from Wallace. Scott Capers hopes to get another plate appearance here. He's got two hits and a walk today. Bottom of the eighth. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. It's on the outside. Just missed. Ball three. Capers might not get another plate appearance to add on to what has been a terrific night tonight for Scott. And that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. That would mean the Rough Riders didn't need a bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's a 3-0. It is taken for a strike on the outer half. The Rough Riders have John Matthews throwing out in the bullpen. They turn to him in the top of the ninth inning, although not a save opportunity, but he'll try to hold on to the lead. 4-0 Frisco. Here's the 3-1. Chavez grounds it toward short. Tolbert another chance this inning. And he throws across. And he records his second assist of the eighth inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Jacob Wallace. And his only inning of relief work. And the Rough Riders will be content with their 4-0 lead into the ninth. And it will be John Matthews coming in to pinch in the ninth inning. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine and John Matthews out to try and snap this four-game losing streak for the Rough Riders with Frisco leading 4-0. It's been a phenomenal pitching performance by the entire Rough Riders staff tonight, and John Matthews looks to put a beautiful little bow on it. As Caden Wallace leads things off against him. 4-0 Frisco, a run in the first, two in the second, one in the sixth. The Rough Riders pitchers tonight, Dan Acker, Aiden Anderson, Andy Rodriguez, Michael Brewer, and now John Matthews looking to complete the shutout. First pitch to Caden Wallace. Outside, one ball, no strikes, of the breaking ball from the side armor, and it's 1-0. Matthews, who began the season an over-the-top pitcher, now going with the sidearm delivery. 1-0. Shivers inside, 2-0. The Rough Riders, if they complete the shutout, it'll be their fifth shutout win of the season. 2-0 pitch on the way. Low and outside, three balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders, as a staff tonight, have struck out 11 and walked 5. Here's the stretch, and Matthews, the 3-0 pitch. That's over for a strike on the inner edge, 3-1. 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. They've stranded 7. The Naturals, no runs on 2 hits and 1 error. They've left 7 as well. The 3-1. Wallace watches down low and inside. It's ball 4 to begin the ninth inning. Jason Guzman, the batter now. He's 0 for 3 today. Designated hitter. The series continues tomorrow. It's kind of hard to believe. Tomorrow will be the final Thirsty Thursday, and Rowdy at the River presented by Twisted Tea. Seth Nordlund will get the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 2-5 with a 5.43 ERA. Mason Barnett on the other side gets the start for Northwest Arkansas. He's 1-1 with a 2.25 ERA. John Matthews gets a visit from Scott Capers, his catcher out on the mound, and Capers has set his piece. He's back behind home. First pitch at 7:05 for that game tomorrow. You can get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. We're really excited for what should be a phenomenal weekend to finish out the 2023 slate. We'll have 3 drone shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First drone shows in franchise history postgame. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Outside corner, strike, and it's 0-1. Don't want to spoil anything, but they're pretty darn cool. They create all types of logos and shapes. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. There's a drive to right center field. Strom on the run, and he lays out, makes the catch. Great grab by Kellen Strom on a hard line drive at 107 off the bat of Guzman, and he was able to snare it on a dive in into left center. Well, Kellen Strom with a great grab into his left. One out here in the ninth inning, and Dylan Shrum stands in. Shrum 0 for 1 with 2 walks. Stretching the pitch. It's just outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. So post-game drone shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have Dallas Stars night coming up as well. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Really excited for that coming up this weekend. There is so much fun stuff. Make sure you get your final chance at seeing your Rough Riders. Come on out this week. The pitch. It's just low. 3 balls and no strikes. Friday night is Dallas Stars night. We'll have Dia de los Quesos with the Rough Riders wearing their Copa-themed jerseys. The pitch. Over on the outside corner, strike 3-1. That's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll have Fan Appreciation Day. It'll be really fun. Whole lot to look forward to. The pitch just shuttles outside. Ball 4. It's the second walk of this ninth inning. One out, and Javier Vaz stands in. Vaz, the left-handed batter. Rough Riders with a win today would have an opportunity at getting within 5 games of the Amarillo Sod Poodles for first place in the Texas League South. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. It's just inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Runners take their leads from first and second. The pitch. It's hit in the air down the left side. Foul ground. Long run in for Langford on the run. Still going. He slides and he runs out of room. It's a foul ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Now, that would have been a phenomenal catch if Langford were able to get there. It was just out of his reach, though. So one ball and one strike on Vaz with one out, runners at first and second. A ground ball double play could end the game right here. And the 1-1. He swings, puts it in the air out to shallow center. Strom coming in. He's got a beat on it. Makes the catch. No tag. Two outs. Riders one out away from a win on this Wednesday night. Omar Hernandez, the nine-hole hitter with three strikeouts to his name today, stands in. 4-0 Frisco, top of the ninth, two out. Happy you've hung out with us tonight on this Wednesday. We hope you hang out again tomorrow night. We'll have a pinch hitter, actually, for Omar Hernandez. It's Tucker Bradley to pinch hit. This is a Northwest Arkansas team that's still in the hunt. They're just 3.5 back. Here's the pick. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-1 off of Bradley's bat, so they're looking to win this game, just like the Rough Riders are. They need Wichita to lose. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. Flicked foul to the left side. It's 0-2. Wichita leads the North Division right now in the Texas League. And they fell earlier tonight to Corpus Christi. The pitch is chopped foul to the right side. It's still 0-2. So if Northwest Arkansas were to win, they'd be just 2.5 back. The Rough Riders lead 4-0 here in the ninth inning. Two aboard, two out, two strikes. Matthew's ready, and he brings in the 0-2 to Bradley. Fouled straight back, still 0-2. They shift Bradley to the opposite way in center field with Strom, just a few steps to his right. And here's Matthews from the stretch, the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 0-2. He went not from the sidearm there. He went back to his normal throwing position in his arm slot. 91 miles an hour there on the fastball. Matthews shakes off a couple signs, likes it. The 0-2 again. Tried the backdoor breaking ball and missed with it. One ball, two strikes. A win would put the Rough Riders back above 500 in the second half. They're 29-29 right now. Here's Matthews again with a 1-2. Swinging a chopper, right side. Biggers has got it at second. Shovels onto first base in time. Ball game over. Riders win it 4-0. They have their fifth shutout win of the season. Well, the Rough Riders keep pace. They're now 5 games back of Amarillo with 10 games left to play. And you're saying there's a chance. The Rough Riders snap their 4-game losing streak. They win it over Northwest Arkansas by a final score of 4-0. We'll break it down in the postgame show with Josh Warden when we come back. Rough Riders win it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Wyatt Lankford stuffed the stat sheet. The Rough Riders shut out the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and Frisco gets a much-needed win. Final score from Riders Field, Frisco 4, and Northwest Arkansas a goose egg on the board. Four runs on eight hits for the Rough Riders, and for Northwest Arkansas, just two hits today and no runs. The Rough Riders played clean baseball, no errors as well in the contest. Wyatt Lankford did really well in just his second start, and after going 0-for-4 in his first game for the Rough Riders today, followed up much better. He had put the ball in play three times and was fun to see him on Monday, but didn't do anything particularly productive. Meanwhile, today, a sack fly, a walk, a single, a double, everything he did benefited the Rough Riders. And so Frisco wins this ballgame 4-0 over Northwest Arkansas. Sets up game three tomorrow. The Rough Riders play at 7:05. Seth Nordlund starts for the Rough Riders. Mason Barnett climbs the hill for the Naturals. Nordlund with his 5.43 earned run average, and Barnett just a 2.25 ERA so far this year for the Naturals. That's game three of the series. There's only four games left at Riders Field this year, barring playoff action, which got a little bit more likely due to tonight. With the Rough Riders winning in Amarillo, the score is not final, but it probably will be soon. Ninth inning, and they trail 15-3 on the road in Arkansas. So if that score holds, Frisco will be five games back of Amarillo. Still a steep hill to climb with only 10 games remaining, but slightly more likely than it was entering today's action. And Frisco now 30-29 in the second half standings, looking for that second half title to get back into the playoffs. So again, 7:05, the start time tomorrow. Not so much good news with the Texas Rangers, however, at the big league level, getting beat by the Houston Astros tonight. 12-3 the score, with the Rangers down to their final three outs in that contest in Arlington. We'll hope to have you along the way tomorrow at a 6:50 pregame show and 7:05 first pitch. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow's action. So glad that you've joined us here on the Riders Baseball Network. So long, everybody, from Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!